Hello, and welcome to this special Big Boat interview, which has been created for Ocean Alexander. My name is Hannah Rankin, and I'm the Commercial Content Editor here at Boat. Today, I have the pleasure of talking to Ocean Alexander's Head of Global Operations, Dan Mundy. Ocean Alexander opened its doors back in 1977 and has grown exponentially to become one of the leading names in superyacht building today. It's an exciting time for Ocean Alexander, as the shipyard has just launched the new 35P superyacht at the recent Palm Beach International Boat Show. The 35P is not only a new model for the shipyard, but it's also the first hull of a brand new series called Puro. At 34.6 metres in length, the 35P is built in GRP from a design by Giorgio Cassetta, who worked in collaboration with Andrea Agrusta from Italian engineering firm Navalhead. In this episode, Dan and I discuss the launch of Puro, what the model is bringing to the superyacht market, and some of the cool features on board. Dan also gives us a sneak peek at what's coming next in the Puro series. I hope you enjoy the interview. So welcome to the podcast, Dan. It's great to have you on today. And congratulations on the launch of the 35P at Palm Beach. How was Palm Beach for you? Did Puro get a lot of interest?
It really did, and thank you for having me. The launch of this much anticipated not only new series but then the new the debut of the 35 Puro was extraordinary. Everyone from consumers to industry peers came out. We definitely, as you probably are aware, debuts don't normally happen in Palm Beach. Fort Lauderdale, much like Cannes over in Europe in the Med, those are generally reserved for debuts. And we just really thought it would be interesting to put something out there at a unique time where we can, I don't want to go as far as to say steal the spotlight, but when you have the only debut that's being launched, you definitely get a little bit more attention and people take the time and you're just not lost in a sea of, you know, many debuts.
Mm. And from what you've told me, it sounds like you've been really busy with events recently. Have you got any other events in the planning for Puro?
Right now, it's what we call settle and rest. So we went very quickly. We left the following morning at the end of the Palm Beach show. I personally, which generally I will do whenever we have a new launch or an updated product, I will go out and personally do validation and real world testing. So I have a good understanding of what our owners are going to experience. So with my captain and crew, I headed off 220 miles out into the Atlantic, and we commenced on with a professional corporate shoot for the 35P, and that lasted about 4 days. And then we did another quick wash and turned around to our owner's rendezvous event that then immediately happened. So between Palm Beach, corporate shoot, and then a rendezvous, the Puro has definitely made its rounds.
Wow, so very, very busy. And so how many hulls are there currently in construction of the 35 Puro?
Well, that's a little bit of a question that requires explanation. So what we do is we move very quickly into the production cycle with a debut, even with a prototype. So hull one does not make it to completion, and then we begin 2, 3, 4, 5, and so forth. So currently under construction on the 35P, I have keels laid all the way through hull number 10. And we completed all of those at the end of last year in preparation for just all of the dynamic changes that are coming with the new IMO and the Tier 3 regulations and so forth. Mm-hmm. So under construction today, I have 7 full builds, fully under construction and well underway. So we will have a cadence of a new hull on the 35P coming to the market about every 6 months, which then really gives us a competitive advantage to have clients that still can make some changes and really personalize small things to them, to themselves and their lifestyle and their taste, and not have these backlog of wait times that people, unfortunately, in this segment end up having to wait for.
Yeah, that's really impressive. And how many hulls have you sold so far?
Right now, we have 3 in negotiations, which is a very good start right out of the gate. And, you know, the hardest part of any debut is then, you know, matching builds to clients. And so thankfully, right now, we're in a good position because we do offer 2 different interiors on the 35P. And that have really 2 different design languages around them. And so matching clients to hull numbers and also fulfilling their taste needs, that's obviously the fun part of what we do right now.
Yeah, of course. And so there are 3 other series in Ocean Alexander's portfolio. We've got Revolution, Explorer, Legend, which we all know and love. Why did you decide to launch Puro? How is Puro different to your other series?
Obviously, it's a significant difference, as is the R to the L and the E to the L and so forth. Really, as a company, what we realize is the Ocean Alexander brand, as it relates to not only a company that the super yacht world has learned to trust from the consumer side, we really had a very narrow focus early on. So the L series, the Legend series, is really what brought us into this segment. When we produced the first 100, that then has subsequently now gone all the way up to 37 meters. Very, very traditional styling. When we introduced the R series, that was, again, a very different product that we were offering to the market. And it took not only a different stylized cue with the plumb bow and the full beam design instead of having walkarounds fully around the main deck. It was extraordinarily well received. And we actually saw the market shift. A lot of our competition, even the competition that we have in the European builders, they began to immediately change a lot of their design language around what we were evolving in the Revolution. The E series is pretty much a subset series from the R, with just a different platform for people to play on. And that, of course, has been very well received by a younger demographic and also people that really have a different idea of being out on the water, where they are active from the moment they wake up until the moment their head hits the pillow. And then so really, when we sat down and started to explore the what now is the Puro, I really wanted to go in a direction that was a combination of European and Italian design with American sensibilities. So many times the products that come to us from Europe are stunning. They're beautiful. Our competition does an incredible job in execution of something that really gives you an essence of that design element that Italy can bring. However, the execution on the consumer side can sometimes get lost in translation, meaning, you know, sofas are not very comfortable, beds are very small, passages and corridors are very narrow. And so we wanted to take really the ultimate evolution of taking something that people are really drawn to and then provide it in a platform that still speaks to the way they live their lives here in the U.S. and the U.S. marketplace.
Okay. And what sort of features on board the 35P, as you said, really cater to that European market?
Obviously, you know, style is the first thing, and you see it as soon as you open the salon door. Quite honestly, as you approach the boat from the dock, you see the styling is definitely much more avant-garde. It's much more stylized in a, you know, sporty meets luxury design. But then as soon as you enter and you really pay attention to the design cues that revolve around beautiful leathers and components and furnishings and wall treatments that just really embrace that that European comfortable luxury feel. It definitely has to do with everything from visual styling, but also materials, also the interior decor and design really just embraces every facet of that.
Yeah. And are there any other markets in which she's had interest, or is it really just that European market at the moment?
No, and that's the thing. It's, you know, our primary market is the United States, obviously. We have a very dominant position in the super yacht world here in the United States. And of course, our core competency and 100% of our builds are dedicated between 27 and 40 meters. So, you know, we don't have a lot of variables below that or above that that can confuse the market that we're serving. So our place in the industry is exactly that. You know, we sit in that 27 to 40 meter sweet spot, and for us, and that of course is with US being our primary market, we really wanted to offer something to the US market that really appealed to a global personality, because of course the United States is the melting pot. So we have so many different people from around the world that have chosen not only to live here, but also to enjoy the yachting lifestyle. So again, you know, that's why I say it's kind of the combination of Italian beauty and American sensibility coming together.
Yeah. And so the design is by Giorgio Cassetta. And I believe this is the first time you've worked with him. Why did you decide to choose Giorgio for this project?
Well, definitely many reasons. And of course, today I'm seeing the product that we were able to collaborate on together. I couldn't be happier with the decision. We started talking to Giorgio. I met him over 4 years ago. And he obviously had a very nice reputation in the market, but certainly he was working on projects much larger than what Ocean Alexander's segment is. So at the time, we were more in conversation. We were in conversation with four different designers. And the more I spoke with Giorgio, once I realized that he had an interest in collaborating with us, I became very tuned in to his process, his style, his ability to listen and execute. So I was not having a briefing meeting with him for an hour and a half about what my vision was, and then he didn't respond to me with what he wanted to do. He had the ability to translate that vision so beautifully and so remarkably well. And then, of course, he has been, you know, enjoying a very meteoric rise during this relationship that we've had over 4 years. And so to watch him flourish, you know, with his own company and his own talents and responsibilities while collaborating with us, it has been nothing but what I would call a perfect relationship.
Yeah. And talk to me a bit more about that vision. What were some of the requests that you gave Giorgio in that design brief?
They were pretty simple, quite honestly. Number one, build something that has an international appeal. Let's not focus on any one market. So I don't want this to be purely Italian. I don't want it to be designed for America. I really wanted this to have a global approach. That was the beginning. And then from there, you know, we had a lot of fun, and there was a lot of creativity with discussing, 1930s classic sailing yachts, really identifying the points that we can look across our industry, constants, what we call constants, things that are not fads that are coming in and out of style. We're looking at the things that the market has really embraced that you still continue to see a decade ago and you'll continue to see a decade from now, because styles and designs are just moving so fast. Our world moves so fast that building something like this that is a significant investment for anyone, it is something that we need to make sure is pure. And that's why Puro was, when I came up with that name, I kept just coming back to pure.
I was going to ask the inspiration behind
it. Yes, that was something that came to me at 2 a.m. and as most things do. And I got out of bed and sat at my desk and just started writing. You know, a lot of people find inspiration at different times. And I was just looking for something that was, that embodied pure, the pure yachting lifestyle. I was not looking to emulate anyone. I was not looking to find the people that maybe were new to yachting. I wanted something that appealed to everyone, someone who had owned a dozen yachts in their lifetime and someone who was newly coming into this. I wanted to design something that really was all about the pure yachting lifestyle. And so then Puro as a name was born. And then, of course, I worked graphically on how that looks. And then I just began to write the story. And that's how it evolved.
Amazing. And so talk me through some of your favorite onboard areas or design features on board that you're most proud of.
Well, that could take up a whole nother podcast. and that is, again, I'll reiterate the value of a great collaboration, because really, as you go through this build, you see so many places of inspiration. We really wanted to not build something that you were introduced to it from the moment you walked in the salon, and then it became more of the same. So you'll notice that when you enter the salon, it's just very grand. It's very subtle, but extremely beautiful. It really embodies that quiet luxury that people are gravitating towards today. But then as you move forward into the atrium that takes you to all three deck levels, and you see that you've actually been transported in another space that simultaneously remains true to the rest of the style of the boat. So you're not traversing through the yacht feeling confused. It just continues to embrace you and flow. When you get up to the Sky Lounge and you see that space again, it is just a completely new transport into another space where you're able to really feel a more casual and relaxed area, but yet with the same beauty. So, you know, it is hard for me to actually identify what I love the most, but spending a week in the owner's cabin and really feeling the embrace of those, all of that glazing and the beautiful windows and the way that the spaces are allocated, the privacy that you have in his and her heads, and the way you can navigate. One day I did not even leave the master stateroom until 11 a.m. Granted, I was up at the desk working, but you can find yourself actually living in that space alone. So you can just keep talking over and over and over again. And the one thing I will say, there is not a space that disappoints me. It's hard to actually find my favorite space, but there certainly is nothing, as I use the vessel for upwards of a week, anything that I would change.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I mean, I unfortunately haven't been able to step on board yet, but from the research that I've done, it looks like there is so much space on board for a 35 meter. And I really liked the sun pad design on the foredeck, how the cover of, do you want to just tell our listeners a bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So generally in the Ocean Alexander world, we reserve the sun deck, the third deck up for a kind of a casual entertaining space. And that's generally where we put the spa or the jacuzzi area. So again, trying to give a unique perspective of a different series, so things are not kind of speaking the same language, we decided to go to the foredeck because having a full beam, when you get to this design style where you have the full width of the boat carried forward at midship forward, you end up with a lot of space at an elevated level. So completely private, you have a very large and ample U-shaped seated area facing forward. And then across from that, in nearly the very furthest bow area, you have a sunbed. And magically, just with a simple movement, that sunbed moves to be convert that U-shaped seating into, again, a very large sunbed, and then it opens a beautiful pool. And that pool can be used as, you know, as just a lounging pool, or you can heat it to a higher temperature and convert it into a jacuzzi. But this is an area that, you know, a dozen people can be in that space enjoying it. And what makes it so special is just it's elevated so high off the water level that you have incredible views, of course, all the way around you, 270 degrees. But then you also have a completely private area that you can be sunning and lounging and enjoying a cocktail or an intimate time with friends or family, and be away from, you know, a lot of the traffic and, you know, people motoring around in the boats around you.
Yeah. And the other thing which I noticed when I was doing my research was there seemed to be fridges everywhere on board, which means you're just never too far away from a cold drink, particularly on the lower deck by the guest cabins. You know, if a guest wants to get up in the middle of the night, have a bottle of water, it's there and really easily available. So I love little design features like that. Okay, and you've opted for this more metallic gray color as well for the exterior, which is a bit different to your traditional white of the other Ocean Alexander yachts. Was there a reason for that?
I would say more than anything, we're putting just a different spin on these stylized cubes, right? Mm-hmm. In the L series, we've actually done the metallic hulls on probably three or four builds now. They really change just the look of the boat and the way it sits so proudly in the water. The R series we have done as well, and the E series with colored hulls in these same metallic ranges. This is the first build that we have done where the entire vessel, there's four different color codes on this exterior, but the entire exterior, all the way from the hull to the deck and the house structures and hardtops, have varying metallics. And so it was quite an undertaking to do such a thing, but it turned out beautifully. And that is one of our really strong core competencies is paint. You know, our execution on the style and the body lines and our paint is definitely something that we do very well. So it wasn't a concern. It wasn't anything that we were nervous about because we're confident in our abilities. But the execution was just beautiful and it really stood out.
Absolutely.
And I would guess that metallic will probably constitute, I would say, probably 35% of our builds.
Okay. Yeah, it really stands out in a marina. And so you've got this beautiful beach club as well at the stern. What sort of space on board do you have for tenders and toys?
So our market here in the US has really evolved and transformed into being a towed tender market. That's a tough one to say too many times or quickly. And so our owners, as a general statement, they tow a 32, 35, 37 foot center console. Whether it's for fishing or just day cruising. So what we have done is actually modified our builds with this particular option. So all across every series, we have magnified our construction in that area that they're going to be towing from. And we build our yachts with the ability to do this. So that being said, high-low swim platforms are in vogue, and the new transformers that you're seeing, which actually give you the ability to utilize not only a water feature for enjoyment, but it also has a nearly 3,000 pound capacity to be able to launch. So for those who generally tow, that's the tender. Then for the additional water toys, sea bobs, you know, they just store down in the beach club, personal watercraft, they can be deployed on the swim platform, and you can, it's ample enough and weighted enough that you can actually put two of them back there. So for the most part, the toy offering definitely has changed, in the immediate past. Where you're not seeing cranes, you're not seeing davits, you're not seeing tenders deployed to these upper bridge areas. People are realizing that real estate is much more valuable to use as entertaining space.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier there could be a couple of color schemes that the owner could choose. Are there any other ways in which the owner could customize the yacht to their preferences?
Yeah, we, depending again on their timeline, we have the ability to offer two interiors, the Nautique, which is hull number one, that you've seen the visuals of, and then hull number two is coming out with the other interior, which is called Sereno. And Sereno is definitely a little bit more what I would call the modern aesthetic, where you have some walnut and some ash woods that really commingle together to make very beautiful and understated tones. If we have the ability to get the client early enough in build, they can actually make leather selections. We can actually, because we have such a good relationship with Poltrona Frau, who does a lot of our interior soft goods and furniture, we're able to really customize those things from not only the different designs that they offer, but also all of the leather and fabric options. So we can, we don't really want to deviate outside of our core offering, which is Nautique and Sereno, but then on the soft goods and on all the coverings, we're able to really customize what the buyer likes, including even floor coverings.
Yeah, amazing. And what sort of owner do you think would be most suited to this yacht? Is it somebody who maybe likes adventure, or is it someone who's quite family orientated, or would you say it's really quite a versatile yacht?
I would say it's extraordinarily broad. I tried as much as I could, especially during Palm Beach and that show, to engage with, of course, not only our colleagues in the industry, but also engage with as many clients as possible. And then the next set was also to engage with as many current owners as possible, because that is the ultimate way to actually understand the true perception of this new build. So our owners, the feedback was incredible. Even though they might have an R series or an L series or an E, they really embrace this new design. The general population conversation I had, I would not say that I could really identify a specific demographic. It seemed to me like the positive comments came from every area. Now, that being said, I would definitely say that this is someone who really values entertaining, whether it's family entertaining and many guests on board, or it's just a couple that enjoys always having a rotation of guests coming through, because you have so many different areas to entertain, and it's such a large vessel. That and we created so many amazing spaces, it could be very lonely for two people, but then they could pick a spot every day and then get all the way through a week keeping their surroundings forever changing.
Yeah. And finally, Dan, are you able to give any hints on projects that Ocean Alexander is working on at the moment, or maybe any models in the Puro series or new series in the planning?
Right now, the next series is not for public consumption at this point. But again, we are always looking. I am always looking every day for where our brand can actually meet the market, so that we can actually have such a diverse offering that we don't miss opportunities. First and foremost, that's where my mind always is. With regard to just a look forward, so the Puro series will consist of a 30 meter, a 35 meter, what was debuted, and then a 40 meter. And so I decided to start with the first one right in the middle instead of starting small and moving up, and did a little bit of a graduated approach. So the 40 meter will be launched in early 2026. And then just shortly after that, the 30 meter will. So we will have by mid-year 2026, the entire series fully realized and have product out into the market in all three, the 30, the 35, and the 40 meter.
Yeah. And the 40 meter, will that be the largest yacht that Ocean Alexander has produced?
That will be our largest yacht, produced to date.
Well, we look forward to hearing more news in the future about Puro, and I wish you and your team all the very best with it.
Thank you. Thank you for the time.
Thanks for listening to this special Big Boat interview. Don't forget to tune in every week to the Boat Briefing podcast. This episode was mixed and produced by Naomi Wilson and is a production of Boat International Media. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you next time.